This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wednesday, May the 3rd, how do you do? End of a long, ugly run for Mercury in retrograde. Let's hear it for that.
Yes.
By the by.
Preach.
Goodbye. All right, so this is the DJ The Experience. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keeneland. So, Jen, you've been gone for a couple of days. How's your mom?
My mom's better. Thank you for asking. It's probably, the doctor thinks it was food poisoning, but she was just knocked out for the count.
Yeah,
and so she's back at home. She's feeling better.
All right, so what's the lesson in that? I've had that problem. You used to take me to task a couple of times a year. You, Jennifer, would say, what are you eating? Why do you have it? It was always after I'd been in a restaurant. It didn't have anything to do with some of the stuff that I keep for a while in my refrigerator. So where did she get? Were you able to narrow it down?
Do you want to hear the funniest thing?
Right.
We don't know for sure, but we were trying to figure it out. And the doctor said, you know, it may be the flu at this point. It doesn't matter. It's just she's had a history of this kind of thing before, and she was feeling, she's like getting faint.
Yeah.
And so they wanted to do all the heart tests and everything to make sure that everything was okay. But if it is food poisoning, she did attend a conference that I hosted on Sunday.
You! It's your fault!
And I heard that banquet chicken, the doctor said, oh, banquet chicken, that's the worst offender.
Well, you know why? Because the stuff's not cooked enough. I understand that,
right.
And that is true. The same problem can happen with chicken or poultry as can happen with meat or fish. And actually, meat is safer to a point than is poultry or fish, especially in the
mass quantities
era. Right. The way it's grown, the way that it's produced, and I put a quotation mark around that, that is how it is handled once the bird is slaughtered or once the animal is dead. It sometimes leaves a lot to be desired. And if the stuff is left out where it's warm or it may be older, I mean, chicken sticks around forever. And unless you cook it, if you cook it thoroughly, you get rid of all the bugs, the listeria, the E. coli, whatever it is that's in there, salmonella, it gets cooked out. But you got to cook it well. That's why I don't ever, ever, ever eat any fish without it being well done, especially what you hear about salmon and some of the other fish, but mostly salmon, because the same kind of things, the trichinosis that is in pork, gets into fish now. And if you know, there's nothing worse than eating stuff either that's not cooked at all or that's cooked not enough. So, and chicken is so easy for those sorts of events. You know, and you go, the joke about
chicken
the rubber
and sauce,
chicken.
Right?
Yeah, right. The politicians have their chicken dinners, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, so be careful about what you eat and where you eat it. Don't go to dinner with Jennifer. It's basically the bottom line. I'm not, well, we're going to have breakfast, aren't we? When I'm out
yeah,
there,
you
the
never wrote
week?
Back, but I'm hoping so. Sure, I'll
we'll
bring
have
the chicken.
A a celebration at Bob's because it'll be the end of the line for that.
No, it's closed already.
Oh, they closed it already?
Already, yeah.
They didn't wait for us to close it?
I know. We didn't even get to go one more time.
Oh my God!
What but I have putting? Another place in mind. Don't worry, okay. You'll be okay.
All right. Yeah. Speaking of other places and food news, McDonald's has created the Frork. Want to raise your hand, those of you who know what a frork is, F-R-O-R-K, a frork. I like to say that. Everybody say it together now. One,
frork.
Two, three, frork.
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 It's a fry fork. It looks like a paintbrush. It looks like something a kid would like, where you put fries into like a little tool.
Here's my question. Has McDonald's gotten fancier, or what are you eating with a fork at McDonald's?
I think it's for when, like, on their new sandwiches, when stuff sort of spills off the sandwich onto whatever you're
into your
using.
Lap.
And then it's, yeah, and then it's, you're supposed to, like, scoop it up with the fry.
So instead
fork.
Of using your fingers, you use the fork.
Yes.
Wow.
Exactly.
Very
yeah.
fancy.
You deserve a break today.
You deserve a fork today. What I always wanted.
Silly stuff. All right. Also, Jennifer, California seems to be on its way to having an avocado crop that's bigger than ever. And they're going to be able to grow avocados around the clock, around the year. Americans ate 2 billion pounds of avocados last year. 2/3 of it came from Mexico. But guess who's fixing that? Want to take a guess?
Donald
Who
Trump.
Do you think? Donald Trump says, no more avocados from Mexico. You guys are chiseling us, same as the Canadians are chiseling us on wood and milk. No more avocados. So now the Golden State, which is the biggest producer of avocados now anyway, is going to add to their crop. And that's okay because they have season. What they do now is, at least on dairy farms, they have a winter wheat crop, and then they grow their corn and other things. And you can do the same thing with avocados or most anything else. So this is, by the way, the most popular avocado is the Haas avocado. Do you know what a Haas, H-A-S-S, avocado is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is it? What's it? What are they? What's the difference? Avocados.
It's the most common one that you think of. It's kind of got the thicker skin with the bumpy outside. Yeah.
Really, kind of what happens to you when you work on this program.
It's exactly right. Easy to peel, you know.
Really? All right, speaking of that, as we're in the food news department, edamame. Can you spell it, please? Who wants to take a shot at spelling edamame?
I nominate Kara. Yeah, Kara.
Why me? I'll say E-D-A-M-A-M-E.
Mommy, how I love you, how I love you, my dear mommy. It took the world to see. Edamame.
So was I right or not?
Yes, you were.
Okay, thank you. What do I win?
Your prize is in the mail.
Well, I'll send you some cooked edamame. I never had this before. Jennifer, there's a movie theater on Pico, the Landmark, that's in the big shopping center there. And they serve cooked edamame. This is a very upscale theater, ladies and gentlemen. And this may
for the people that are afraid of popcorn.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Don't want to eat popcorn. Eat steamed edamame, and it's quite good. Every time I go to that theater. Yeah, it's great.
Have you never had steamed edamame?
No, I never had before. I got it in that theater.
Seriously?
No, I haven't. I've had it was cooked in other things, but I never had it steamed like that.
You mean like you've had it in salads or whatever when it's out of the pod?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It could be mistaken when you first look at it as, you know, lima beans or something
like
that.
Right, and they're good. Yeah. Well, you can get them at a Chinese restaurant too, right?
Japanese
restaurants?
Yep.
That kind of stuff? Okay, so the problem with edamame, it's another one of these same kind of problems that Jennifer was talking about with regard to the chicken. There are people who are worried about it because the distributor, at least one of them, has recalled a lot of edamame in 33 different states because of listeria. And have I explained listeria enough so I don't have to explain it again, or do I need to? I'll let you ladies tell me what
it is. Is it one of the, like, poop-related ones? Yeah.
Poop-related ones?
Yeah. So when people in the field poop on your produce.
Not necessarily, no. No, that's
I thought
not,
it was that same that,
no, that
type
would be E. coli.
Of bacteria.
No, it's E. coli that you get that way. No, listeria is found pretty much everywhere. You would go into your bathroom, you'd find it. You'd go to the sink in your kitchen, and you would find it. You'd find it on the floor in your kitchen. I remember when I was selling and producing raw milk, we had the milk room tested. I mean, this milk room was bleached clean every single day. And even try to get the trap where the water and the milk would go out into the sewer system, that we clean every single day, and you still find Listeria. If you, the best test, if you feel like doing it, I don't know how many people are going to go into the supermarket and say, hey, to the butcher, give me a piece of steak. I want to test it for Listeria. But you would find Listeria in steak that has either just been put out or it's been frozen and then thawed. It's pretty much everywhere. And what it does is cause, if it's really bad, diarrhea. My daughter used to call it diarrhea. And fevers, that kind of stuff. It is the most noxious food poisoning that you can get. And so apparently there were a bunch of pizzas that were sold to Walmart that they were selling that are being recalled because of Listeria. And there's edamame that's being recalled because of it. And I think you can have this conversation, you know, almost any day of the week, in almost any circumstance, because there's so much produce that's being moved around now. And the solution, see, I always like to offer solutions to problems when we're talking about them. The solution here is to buy fresh produce and buy it from people that you know or in circumstances that you know. That's one of the reasons that Trader Joe's and Whole Paycheck and Bristol Farms and who are some of the other ones around the country, most of the big grocery chains are getting into Wegmans, getting into this need. The public is saying, the locavores is saying, we don't want this stuff anymore. One of the reasons there's a problem with frozen stuff is because it's sitting on the shelf longer, because people will buy out the fresh stuff first. And there's even, excuse me, there's even some, I haven't seen this proven yet, but the discussion of what's fresh versus what's frozen. See, this is what confuses people, because a lot of times the frozen food is fresher than the fresh food. Because when they take it out of the field, let's say Birdseye goes and picks 400 acres of peas and they put them right into the blancher and right into the freezer. Within 4 hours of the time the stuff is picked, it's frozen. But if you go to the store and get peas that come from California, they've been on a truck for 3 days. So, or maybe more, depends on whether there was a stop along the way or not. But a lot of these trucks that go 24 hours a day that haul produce from, let's say, Northern California to New York or Cleveland or any place, if the stuff's in the truck more than 48 hours, then you're asking for it. And so the stuff, plus the fact that the food, let's take an ear of corn, for example. If you're buying Florida corn, which is on the market right now, you can buy the Florida corn. You could buy it in New York if you want it. You go to the supermarket, you'll find Florida corn there, Victoria and SoCara. If you went to the supermarket in Baltimore or Washington, you'd find what looked like fresh corn. But it is from Florida. They pick it, put it on a truck, and ship it up. And sometimes it can get there overnight, but mostly it takes 2 to 3 days. Well, in the first 14 to 16 hours, the sweetness, the starch, the juice that's in the corn, you know how when you cook it and you, or even if you don't cook it, open up, shuck an ear of corn, and then stick your finger in one of the kernels, and there's a milky substance that's in there that comes out. After 14 to 20 hours, if you do that same thing, stick a fork in it or something, you'll find very little of that substance left. And that's the goodness, that's the value of the corn. So if there's none in there, you might as well be eating a piece of paper. And that's what happens with a lot of stuff that comes from all over the place. So the point is that to avoid the Listeria contamination or any of these other things that we're talking about, you sometimes have to buy things. You have to know what you're buying. What's the old expression? An educated consumer. Who's the guy who used to say that? The guy that sells the suits. An educated...
Sells suits.
No. The guy who... what's the name of that? It's a big company.
Men's Warehouse?
No, it's another one. It was the same...
You like the way you look, I guarantee.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah. Anyway, the point is, an educated consumer is your best customer, and that's true. So know what to buy. I hope I helped. They're 21 after the hour.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Come and go with me. You'll be seeing those things again. Got to set you free.
I'm so glad.
Yes, I'm glad.
I'm so glad.
I was gonna like this.
I'm so glad.
Even though I'd never heard of him. I never heard of him, nor did I ever hear this song before. Colonel Bruce Hampton, real name Gustav Berglund, jam band icon known around the country by the Jammers. Very popular, especially, I don't know how to better say this, the black, the R&B circuit, even though he's a white guy. He was celebrated, apparently quite a character. So there was such high regard for him, and he's such a high visible character in Atlanta, that they booked, his friends booked the Fox Theater on Sunday night for a concert, or I guess no, it was Monday night, concert celebrating his 70th birthday. And the guy up on stage singing, performing, this, was he, what, do you have Turn On Your Love Light? Do you have that song, his version of it, there, Kara, somewhere?
Yeah, that's it.
I thought this was I'm So Glad.
Well, it's a different song now.
Ah.
It's true.
Yeah, aren't you great? So anyway, he's up on the stage performing, and he collapses and dies. This is a celebration of his 70th birthday. The guy has a heart attack and dies. Wow.
I mean, I'm assuming it's a heart attack. They haven't said, but that seems like that's kind of...
looking at him.
Unless it's like an aneurysm or something, but...
Yeah. Anyway, there are a lot of people there to honor him. Derek Trucks, Susan Tedeschi, blues traveler singer John Popper was there. Allman Brothers band member Chuck Lavelle. Is it Lavelle or Levo? I never knew.
Lavelle.
Lavelle, right. A lot of other jam players around the country.
It was a great lineup. I mean,
yeah.
It was a four-hour show, too, because
Billy Bob
he opened, and then there were a lot of other bands that played in the middle, and then he came out for the encore, and it was really his encore.
That though.
Wow.
The audience. Being in the audience. Oof.
Yeah.
I'm sad about it. Anyway, don't you like listening?
It's stressful to be in the audience, right?
Yeah. Listen to this though. Don't you like this? Crank this up, Carol. What do you for a second? Not wild stuff. It's very listenable.
That's why Woodstock went on for a week, because you don't know when the song ends.
Anyway. That's too bad. Bruce Hampton. Way. So So that concludes the death notices in the music segment. Let's get on to what else is going on musically. The 10th installment of Record Store Day, which took place a couple of weeks ago, driving big sales at independent retailers. There is a report that vinyl album sales, Victoria, at the indie stores had the largest week gain in the history of Record Store Day. So tell us about the history, because I'm not remembering too much about this, even though I'm sure I've talked about it before, but I don't know.
Yeah, Record Store Day is something that a lot of artists have gotten behind to help, because, you know, there are no record stores really anymore. It's very hard to find them.
Yeah.
And so a lot of artists have gotten together and produced vinyl albums especially for Record Store Day, so that you have to go to the store. You can't buy it online. You have to be there. And it's worked. And so they sold 649,000 vinyl albums for Record Store Day this year. And vinyl is on, you know, vinyl's trendy again, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Which is cool.
So some of the things that sold, we have time to go through some of these. Yeah. Let's see here.
Speaking
the Doors
of
Live
bands,
at the Matrix. Yeah.
The Grateful Dead, that was their top-selling PNE Garden Auditorium, which is a live album. That was that's the number one seller.
Let's see here. What else was sold? Top three vinyl singles, U2's Red Hill Mining Town, Beatles' Penny Lane, and Pink Floyd's Interstellar Overdrive. Let's see who else would be in the top 20. There's David Bowie, Elton John, Stevie Nicks. Fleetwood Mac, too, did well. Prince had three. Little Red Corvette, Party Man, Sign of the Times. So good for the vinyl people. I got a record player that still works. I should go buy some of these things.
You are not your thoughts. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. You are not your thoughts. You are so much more than your thoughts. If, for example, you learn something new that changes the old beliefs you had, that does not make you a different person. You are still you. You just have different knowledge. So you, the essence of who you are, is way more than any thought or set of thoughts you have. Now, why is this important to understand? Well, because it's important to understand that when others disagree with your thoughts or ideas, they are not disagreeing with the essence of who you are. They are merely disagreeing with your thoughts. And when you understand this, it makes it significantly easier to not take other people's differing opinions personally. For help being open to learning, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald. In which case, Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
After the hour now, this is the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy that Jennifer's back and her mom's okay and everything is A-okay. Fast forward. I was going to put
yes.
an E in there instead of
that
an
sounds
I.
more Victoria. Like a rewind sound.
Yes, the it's the that's a slow record. The slow we're talking about vinyl records. That's the slow play of Victoria's name. Victoria Keelan's here. Kara Schillen is here. Names in the news. Michael Slager, who knows who he is? Volunteers?
Michael Slager, isn't he the, was it the police officer?
Correctamundo.
Yeah, Walter Scott.
See you later, alligator. Yesterday he was in court and he pled guilty on federal civil rights charges. The story is, well, I think they kept this, they sealed this, didn't they? Because they didn't want to, he pled guilty to something, but nobody knows what he pled guilty to. He pulled over, as you suggested, a gentleman named Walter Scott for a broken taillight. And within 2 minutes, Mr. Scott was dead, lying on the ground, having been shot in the back, twice, at least, by Officer Slager. He tried to run away, so this guy follows him, and the penalty for that is shooting him in the back. So as far as I'm concerned, say what you will, all of the people who love the police, this is about one single bad policeman, not about all policemen. This guy was bad. He was not smart. Whatever else was going on with him, he was also facing a state murder charge in connection with the incident. The first trial, though, I think ended in a mistrial, didn't it? They couldn't come to a unanimous verdict. But you knew sooner or later they were going to get him on something. So does that upset people? Did he need to? Is this the OJ thing? Let's get him on something else? Because we know he did what we charged him with, but for whatever reason, the
wasn't hung it on
jury,
camera?
Yeah. The pictures of the guy shooting him in the back. So what? I never did understand what the confusion was here, other than it's a police officer and it's in the South and we don't think any police officers do any wrong.
Well, wasn't it that he thought he had a gun? We have to revisit the details of the case.
Yeah,
he
did
something.
Think he had a gun, but he didn't have a gun.
Right.
And he didn't have any signs. How do you know he's got a gun if he's running away from you and the guy shoots him in the back?
Right.
Guy who ran in like a weird zigzag?
I don't remember. There were a couple of these incidents, and this may be one of them. But under the circumstances, this is a warning. Now, the other side of this is, let's talk about the other side of this for a minute. Because as those words came out of my mouth, I thought to myself, okay, so being a policeman is tough. And if you're walking a beat or you're out exposed and you're chasing the bad guys around, you're liable to run into almost anything. And some things you're trained for and some things you're not. And it depends on where you are. Some officers in some districts are trained better. They require more where I am now. All the officers who get hired have to have a degree in law enforcement. They can't just hire somebody out of high school or just get out of the service. They have to have a degree. And is that good? Does that make you better? I suppose the idea is to make it better. Do you think, though, I'll ask around the room, does having a degree in criminal justice or law enforcement or whatever it is, Jennifer, make you a better police officer?
I don't know. I think it probably couldn't hurt, but I think much of this has to do with instinct and training, you know, knowing how to handle every situation so that in those moments, because police walk into really bad stuff every single day, and if your nerves are frayed or whatever
it is. You're
having
a hard time at home. Your wife's giving you a hard time.
Not
or
even
your
that,
giving
but
you
if
hard
you...
Time.
You know, if somehow you misinterpret something that is a dangerous situation, I mean, there's things like you could be perfectly fine at home and walk into a Walter Scott situation. Something freaks you out, and then all of a sudden you're shooting a guy in the back. I mean, those are things, you know, I choose to believe, and maybe I'm wrong, but I choose to believe that most police officers in this country are not looking at their job as hunting season, where they get to go out and hunt people that they don't like.
Yep.
I think there are things that happen where mistakes are made and stupid things get done, like that happen in all of our jobs.
It's like there are bad people in any line.
The consequences are just higher. So, it's training, and maybe, but... you know, what do you do? I don't know. They have a hard job every single day.
Okay. Let me go to the sports desk for a moment because this situation in Boston cries out for some kind of sanity. Even though yesterday you heard me say, Jennifer, you weren't here, but I was quite critical because there are a lot of stupid people, some of the Irish in South Boston, who get liquored up and they go to these games and they're liable to say almost anything. Is it only in Boston that it happens? No, but there's an element in Boston that really is racist and not too bright. So having said that, this guy, Adam Jones, plays for Baltimore. On Monday night, there was a game at Fenway Park. And some dummy up in the Green Monster starts yelling at this kid and calls him the N-word and throws peanuts at him and... Yeah, that kind of stuff. So then he says that the fans obviously are upset. Security people go up and they throw 34 people out of the game, and they're all just liquored up like you would. I don't know why they don't. What do they? Well, I mean, they sell enough beer there. They probably get liquored up after they get to the game. Is that an old expression, by the way? Somebody getting liquored up?
No.
Okay.
No,
I mean, I'm assuming they tailgate, right? They probably start in parking lot.
Well, because there's no parking lot.
I've never been to Fenway, so I don't know.
Fenway Park is right in the main area of, it's in Kenmore Square on the other side of the railroad tracks, and there's literally, the buildings are on top of it. Mm-hmm. So you have to park a long ways away. It's, you know, it's not easy to get into this place. It's been built up all around it. Anyway, so last night,
they won't. So you're saying that they don't have a policy where they cut people off?
No.
I mean, in the New York Jets, I'm no fan of their fans. They're sometimes very similar to Red Sox fans. And for the rest of, I think it was two seasons ago, they just cut all the liquor. So you can't even buy liquor if you're at a Jets game now because they were getting so out of hand.
Well, let me ask you rather than tell you. Last night, remember, this guy was called the N-word, and they threw peanuts, and he was disrespectful. All right, so the fans were heckling the drunk fans that got thrown out. So yesterday, you'd think that Ted Kennedy had died. The main story, breaking news, Boston reacts to racist comments made at the ball game, that kind of stuff. And I just thought to myself, okay, so this kid got abused and the team apologized and the owners apologized. The guy goes in to see the owner of the Red Sox and he apologizes to him. And the news media follows him around all day long, his hotel, to the game. What do you think about Boston fans? And I'm watching this and I'm thinking to myself, this is the most important thing? Yeah. I mean, it was rude. It was crude. It was stupid. It shows that there are a lot of racist pigs in Boston. But my God, how far do you go on the other direction? It was last night, this guy got a standing ovation. There was all kinds of tributes paid to him. What a great player he is.
Well, you know, that was due to Mookie
Betts. Why is this a bad thing, though?
I mean, it's over the top. It's too much.
Well, so was the first thing. So
yeah, the first thing was way worse.
It's worse. Yeah, I'm not saying it isn't worse, but the reaction is as bad the other way. The reaction is over. I just think that
these are the people who felt that these are fans in the stadium who felt that what happened was wrong. They're the ones who decided to give him a standing ovation and show that not all fans.
No, that was all orchestrated.
Well, that was Mookie Betts, who plays for the Red Sox and is also black, and was standing in solidarity with Jones. He's the one who just tweeted out and asked the fans in the audience to give a standing ovation. They didn't have to. They obviously agreed with him. And
fans who agreed with that did it.
I don't expect to be attacked for my
I don't think you're being attacked. I think it's just a conversation about it.
I think what went on, it just sounded like there was a little bit of strain. It's okay. If that's what you really feel, that's what you really
feel. Well, you're kind of taking an extremist point of view, sounds like.
No, well, not for me. Maybe you think it is, but I don't think it is at all.
But I'm not understanding then what you're...
So
give him a standing ovation
is
over the top?
Yeah.
Everyone who goes up at bat who's a popular player gets a standing ovation from the crowd. That's not unusual. You can go to any stadium around the country.
Did they give him a standing ovation because he's a good player, or did they give him a standing ovation because there were some a-holes who threw peanuts at him and called him the N-word? Why did they give him a standing ovation?
But why do you have beef, though, if someone wants to give him a standing ovation for any reason?
I don't have a beef. What I have a beef with is the overreaction, mostly of the news media, and made this thing the big deal like it was the only thing happening in the world yesterday. And I thought it was ludicrous, frankly. So you apologize to the guy because there are people in Boston. You've heard me consistently say for as many years as I've been on the air, no matter what venue, Boston is the most racist city in this country.
Right.
More than any other place. And they hide behind this Eastern liberalism that is also artificial in most cases, the Elizabeth Warrens of the world. Pocahontas comes out of this.
Well, that's what I don't get, though. If you know that there's a problem there, and everyone knows that there's a problem there, how do you fix it unless you openly address the problem?
I'm not saying it shouldn't be openly addressed. I'm just saying I thought that everybody, or not everybody, scratch that. I thought that a lot of the reaction to it was, okay, This is the real crux of it.
It's phony. Let me help you. Yeah.
Yeah. Phony.
Doug doesn't like things that are put on or that don't feel authentic or made up. Am I kind of okay?
Thank you. I didn't do a good job. You, in one sentence, it's like talking to Meredith. I'll send her a 3-page email and she responds with one sentence. You know, it's that's what I do because I'm wordy, verbose. That's what I've done all my life is to talk about stuff. It just bothers me when stuff is, that is exactly right. So Victoria, I didn't make it clear to you why I was upset, and that was why I was upset. Because most of the response was feigned. It was BS. If in fact it was to be authentic, then it wouldn't happen again. And I
How would you judge if it was authentic or not if people gave him a standing ovation at his first at-bat?
I think people just go along with the crowd. I don't think people. I think they look at each other and look to the guy to the left and the right standing up. Okay, I'll stand up. I do that all the time.
But do you think that people who may have been at both games who had racist tendencies, do you think they also just went along with it giving him a standing ovation? Because I don't. I know too many people from Boston. They're not going to compromise their beliefs.
I think
if
it
that's
would
how they feel.
I think you can't put everybody in. I mean, you can't say everybody in Boston is a racist. You can't.
I'm not saying
put everybody
that.
In. Not
but you're.
Say were.
I know, but I'm saying I think you're having two different reactions. One is the news media, which I didn't follow, and fine, if they blew it out of control, that's what the news media does. They've got nothing else to do. But separately from that, I'm talking about the fans in the stadium. I don't understand why giving a standing ovation is such a big deal and a negative.
I didn't say, you didn't hear me say it was a big deal. I'm saying the people who did it in large part are phonies. They don't really mean it. They did it because somebody started it, and they just went along because that's what was going on in the stadium. I think there are plenty of people who were probably there last night and will be there today. I think there's another game today, an afternoon game, that have the same feelings. What this does that's good is once again focus on the stupidity of people who think because your skin is different, you are different. And that really, that's the other thing. Of the 3 points I'm making here, that's the last one and the one that I might have made first, is you know how I talk about the genome project and we're all the same no matter what, so who cares what color your skin is? And that really is what bothers me because people are so shallow. People are so thin when it comes to mental resources that they resort to, for whatever the reason, fear, jealousy, I don't know what the reason is.
Ignorance.
But I know. Ignorance, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
You know, one of the interesting side points that Adam Jones brought up is that he said that they should fine fans instead of just kicking them out. And I actually wonder if that's kind of a solution. I don't know if it will change people's mind state, but if you actually fine people for saying things like that, then maybe it won't happen at games as much because money seems to affect people in a way that kicking them out won't.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. That's prosecutorial.
Okay, that's when I have a problem, though, because as horrible
as the
things are...
How do you determine what you fine people for?
No, you can't fine people if they're saying anything. We live in a country where you get to say horrible things, and we have to protect you. So, I don't know. At my core, as much as I think it stinks that people get to say horrible things, that's why we live here. And who's going to determine what's horrible at some point down the road?
I think there's free speech, but I think there's also repercussions for free speech.
Like getting kicked out of a game, which
but
is...
But there
the,
are people,
the
there are people who are saying we need to make hate speech a crime, or it shouldn't fit into free speech, and that's just wrong. You have free speech or you don't have free speech. You can be an ignoramus, but you still are able to express yourself, and so... That was a good conversation. Thank you. 10 before the hour.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help
help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Alright, 53 past the hour now, the DJV Experience, focusing on technology, tech talk time. Yesterday, the technology segment, Victoria, did very well on Wall Street. Apple and Microsoft especially, very interesting, and it helped push the market up yet again. Mm-hmm. NASDAQ had a record day, but a lot of it's driven by technology. Thus, we spend time every day talking about some of the new and important things, the developments that may help you, or how we can help you get away from the things that are a problem. So we'll delve into a couple of those things in a moment. First, though, a question about what you're doing at work with the hole that you have in that cubicle over there. There's nobody sitting at that desk. Why not? You need somebody there right away, right? Business falls off if you don't have a complete complement of salespeople. So how are you going to get a new salesperson? You're going to go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's what you're going to do. You can post your job, the requirements, description, what you want. What would be the perfect hire? I always say when you're having a circumstance like this, imagine perfection. Why not? Why shouldn't you imagine perfection? Listen, may not get it, but you should hold on to that thought. So whatever the perfect candidate, the quality that you're looking for, explain it. And don't take anything less. And with the ZipRecruiter.com opportunity that doesn't cost you anything because you're using ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, with that, you can get candidates from all over the country to look at your job and to see if they want to apply. People move around pretty easily. And so the best qualified person, if you're, let's say, in New York and the best person is in Dearborn, Michigan, so get the information to them and then hire them. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's why people love the ZipRecruiter opportunity, because it is so quick, so efficient, so fast, and gets everywhere. ZipRecruiter, use it free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. DJV. One more time, please. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, Victoria, what's going on with Microsoft?
Well, Microsoft had a big day yesterday. They unveiled their brand new Surface laptop.
Must have been why the stock went up, huh?
I believe it is connected, yep. And tech critics are already calling this new laptop a game changer in the laptop market. Most laptops are made using plastics and metals, but the Surface laptop has an exterior aluminum body, which actually helps protect it and makes it water resistant. The other thing that's really interesting, the new keyboard on the Surface laptop is fabric covered. It's no longer just plastic keys. This is really interesting. They used a luxury material that you often find in high-end designer handbags. It feels like suede. It's called Alcantara, and it's a synthetic fabric that also is very tough and it wears well with age. So you now have a tactile experience with this new laptop that is completely different from any other laptop we've ever known. Hmm. And the Surface laptop also comes in four colors: platinum, graphite, gold, cobalt blue, and burgundy. And with the cobalt blue and the burgundy mixed with the aluminum, apparently there's sort of an illusion. So depending on the angle that you look at the laptop, it sort of has a different appearance and different colors kind of come to the forefront. The other thing about the laptop, it has a 13.5-inch screen, which makes it slightly larger than Apple's two MacBook Pros. However, the Surface laptop is lighter than MacBook Pro, and it has a longer battery life, 14.5 hours.
And it's less money.
And it starts at $999, which is not cheap, but for a laptop, that's not outrageous. The its biggest competition is the MacBook Pro, and that starts at $1499. So it also comes with a protective water-repellent coating. So, you know, that's another thing that people are really into right now is making sure that if you spill some water, it's not going to ruin your brand-new thing. Yeah.
Right.
So yesterday it went on sale for pre-sale, and it will be hitting stores June 15th. So you can pre-order it now at Microsoft Store. .com and Best Buy as well.
All right. President yesterday created a new council on digital equipment, government technology. What's he trying to figure out here? What are we trying to do?
He signed an executive order to establish the American Technology Council, and the council is supposed to help government transform and modernize how it uses and delivers digital services. This is a sort of a Jared Kushner type thing.
Yeah.
The day-to-day will actually be managed by former Microsoft executive Chris Liddell. The new council, it might overlap with one that exists already, which is the U.S. Digital Service that President Obama created in 2014, but they may end up maybe combining the two. And putting them together. So the new council is scheduled to consult with top executives from Silicon Valley in June, but we don't know yet who will be at the meeting. But assuming it'll be all the big heavy honchos.
I think a good idea.
Yep.
All right. Technology update with Victoria Keevan, brought to you by the folks at ZipRecruiter.com. Make sure you use their services free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. 59 past the hour on the DJV experience.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects, and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.